I don't think anyone can teach anyone how to write anything about it at all. Yes, you can give advice, but will they follow it? Can they follow it? Does anyone follow advice anyhow? I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, yet. But people too sometimes. What I find is a very simple thing that I always think, if one leads a normal life, secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm, This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things. I don't think what we do is so important, it's what we are, what we learn to be. You know. Discover our own being and live with it and act in accordance with our own being. I think that's the important thing. It doesn't matter that you I'm not a Picasso or a Rembrandt or a Dostoevsky, do you see? One can have as rich a life without the expression in some medium. I find people who are just in themselves a piece of art. Explosive. Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? Explosive and dynamic and vital and real, don't you know? Talk. We don't hear such talk anymore, do we?
No.
We don't have such open minds either. One never knows. I find I'm inspired by all manner of things. Nature is very wonderful, powerful, yet. Everything takes care of itself. And it becomes a habit. Don't you see? You've cultivated a certain habit, a way of life. The way of life. Find the way of life. Find the way of life, and you have the secret. You have the secret to happiness and joy, serenity and creativeness. If you can find your rhythm, don't you know?
But how does each person find this for himself?
One can't answer that, because that's for each one to discover. Each
that's
one has
joy,
a different...
The pain and
yes, yes.
The challenge.
This is one of the reasons, let's say, we are here on Earth, is, don't you know, is to find out such things.
sure does. That track is...
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And good evening. And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and indeed we have an all-jazz edition of African Rhythms. We've always played some jazz over the 20 years of the show. Rarely do we do the all-jazz, but tonight we're really going to do it. And we're going to start with insightful comment from Wynton Marsalis and the great Duke Ellington. Stick around.
Duke Ellington invented grooves that still have not been dealt with. Duke Ellington possessed a great in-depth understanding of the blues, and he was able to use the blues idiom sound and deal with much more sophisticated material, but still maintain that American essence which is contained in the blues. Like, his music is so comprehensive that any mood you want, you can find it somewhere on an Ellington album, much like Picasso or Shakespeare or Beethoven. Very few artists like this are creative, because in addition to being great and innovative, you have to also be prolific, and you have to maintain a high level of profundity throughout the entirety of a very long career. As a composer, Duke Ellington's work extends well into the thousands. Whether it be extended works or 32-bar tunes, Ellington's genius has been performed by nearly every musician around the world.
Thank you. I'll get the blues. out every night since I fell for you.
An incredible jazz, early R&B, if you will, standard, but the original, as far as I know, since I Fell for You. But let's get into next a deeper early Louis Armstrong track, and that's a track called Black and Blue. Mind-blowing, really, you know, that in the late 20s that he could be talking about social issues and segregation and the like. But such was his fame and power, the respect that he garnered, that we're very fortunate to have a figure like Louis Armstrong. Here he is on African Rhythms.
The breathtaking genius of Louis Armstrong is featured next.
Let's let's go way, way back to New Orleans, to where it all began. And King Oliver, some of the greats were in this band. And Dippermouth Blues, phenomenal track, coming up next here on African Rhythms. And that goes way back to the 20s. And of course, Louis Armstrong was in the band. So really, that's like a very significant track in the birth of jazz right there.
Billie Holiday is one of my favorites. She represents the highest level of nobility in music, the elegance that Billie Holiday sang with, and the refinement that she brought to her craft. Something that all musicians, all artists can use and attempt to deal with. Billie Holiday is one of the few people capable to extend the rhythmic propositions found in Armstrong. And she did it with such verve that words really can't do justice to the majesty of this recording. The quintessential Billie Holiday.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. End it all and let him go to some better girl. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain he'd follow me west. I've got that man crazy for me. He's
Incredible Billie Holiday from the early Columbia years, and what a phenomenal talent. And I think Wynton Marsalis certainly said it quite well there. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, and we're going for all jazz tonight.
Down to St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can look this wide world over, she'll never find another sweet man like me. I want you to bury me in Edmund Clapp shoes, a box back suit, and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Yeah, she was mean and evil. It was more than I could bear. After all, she was really a good gal, and I'll see her again up there.
The incredible Hot Lips Page and 1947 version of St. James Infirmary. And thanks for calling in, Adam, a regular listener who says he's played that song and remembers it from back in Toronto. So we'll try to fit in something for you tonight, Adam. But next, we're going to play a couple of solo piano. And I think we might mix in between that some Langston Hughes. But to start with, Thelonious Monk, what an incredible figure, the most poetic piano playing, and his early Blue Note and Riverside are known to have some of his finest material, no doubt. But the next track, this is something interesting. It's from his solo album, Alone in San Francisco, and then we're going to fit in some Duke Ellington as well. So here it is, Thelonious Monk on African Rhythms, and one of his great tracks, Ruby My Dear.
Bring me all of your dreams, you dreamers. Bring me all of your heart melodies, that I may wrap them in a blue cloud cloth away from the two rough fingers of the world. And that is what poetry may do. Wrap up your dreams, protect and preserve them, and hold them until maybe they come true. Columbus dreamed of finding a new world. He found it. Edison dreamed of light, more light, and he made light. All the progress that human beings have made on this old earth of ours grew out of dreams. That is why it is wise, I should think, to hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. ¶¶
Wow, the incredible Duke Ellington. In a small group setting, we heard him near the beginning of the show doing the Mooch from the Cotton Club era, but wow, just to hear him in a small group setting that's a little bit later on, probably more like the 50s, but fantastic contrast. Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, in between the incredible Langston Hughes, the great poet, came along in the 20s, which is 27. He won his first literary prize, and what a figure. He traveled the world and just an incredible writer. Did spoken word for Smithsonian and later for Verve and worked with Charles Mingus. What a figure. Look into him further, Langston Hughes, a legendary figure in black history. Legendary figure on African rhythms, indeed. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're up here on the second floor of the Student Union Building. And next, we've got Nat King Cole. Love to play some Nat King Cole Trio and get into some older jazz. And yeah, I wanted to tell you about this gig that I did in the summer. And it was community housing off Oppenheimer Park downtown, and all these beautiful multicolored houses. And I was out in the courtyard, and I was volunteering, DJing, all swing, all 20s, 30s jazz. It was amazing, and the pictures of it are all in black and white. Everybody was dressed in 20s outfits from 5 years old up to 80 years old. It was very community kind of event, but wow, the tracks I got to pick out and some of the stuff tonight is inspired from one of the highlights of my summer. So here we go, Nat King Cole, his version of My Baby Just Cares For Me.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. Tracy is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Mr. Tibbetts. She'd rather have me around to kibitz. Roy Rogers is not her style. And even Clark Gable's smile is something that she can't see.
Oh, you lucky soul, and so.
I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me.
On high, sang a lullaby. You'd be all be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to and love. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire.
A very special live Ella Fitzgerald moment. Yeah, I enjoyed playing that one over the summer. But let's contrast that with other stuff that was going on in those earlier Roots years. And of course, another important part of the jazz sound was the blues. So let's hear something a little earlier from John Lee Hooker for contrast.
People, listen real good. A story I'm going to tell you about the great fire of Natchez, Mississippi. It happened in 1936. Walter Bond and his band was praying that night when the fire broke out. Everybody broke to the door. Screaming and hollering. Have mercy. What have happened now? A story I can't attempt to tell it all. This is a story will go from the end, the time, and from on and on. Never be forgotten. In the great disaster in Natchez, Mississippi. It's all you could hear. People moaning and screaming, crying, Lord, have mercy. Wasn't that a mighty time, little town called Natchez, Mississippi, got destroyed. The whole dance hall was wiped away that night. People, a thousand of people was in there at night. Little town, not just Mississippi. What made it so bad? Nobody got saved that night. Natchez, Mississippi. The great dance hall and the great band, the great people went down that night. That was a mighty time. Oh yeah. Nobody was saved that night.
An incredible track in the history of jazz music. Miss Brown to you, understated, early, incredible Columbia Records and Billie Holiday. So many great tracks in those early years. There's some fantastic things she did in the middle years on Decca, and then later on Verve, she made some fantastic remakes. But the early years is some of the greatest jazz music ever made. It was wonderful playing that track for an audience, a dance audience, this summer. Billie Holiday, and before that, the incredible John Lee Hooker. Fire at Natchez is the name of the opening track. A nice contrast with the jazz to hear some roots blues. But next, let's get into something from Brazil, because coming up in the early 60s, they really picked up on this jazz vibe. Copa 5, that is. What an amazing album here on African Rhythms.
Thank you.
that was getting into the bop era. But next, we're going to go back to Wynton Marsalis, his presentation of Count Basie here on African Rhythms. Coming up at the top of the hour is The Basement with Rhett. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Tune in podcasts right there. And 604-822-CITR. That's my phone number. I'm David Love Jones.
We continue with a gentleman who led his own band on the road for 45 years. Coming from Kansas City, William Count Basie was one of the pillars of American big band jazz. Basie's first band was recorded in 1927, but included here are the great Lester Young on the tenor saxophone, Sweets Edison on the trumpet, and Freddie Green on the guitar. And the selection is entitled, Oh Lady, Be Good. Count Basie Big Band. Quite a sound. The Count Basie Big Band.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground. You in midair. Sending the clown. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around. One who can't move. Sending the clowns. just when I'd stop opening doors. Finally knowing the one I really wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
And that's Larez Alexandria. Great version of Send in the Clouds. Always a favorite to play in my jazz sets. And definitely a track to be reckoned with. Before that, Lady Be Good, Count Basie. But let's go into next something new from the last couple months. And that's a phenomenal album from a new jazz talent on Blue Note called Gregory Porter. And this is the title track from his album. I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to African Rhythms.
Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water beep. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Thank you.
out the rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of the water hidden banks of hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and fill your water tank. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Clap your hands now. Liquid spirit.
It seems fitting that we should go out with a new track. That was Liquid Spirit, Gregory Porter. And it seems fitting that we should go out with one of the great Canadian artists of all time, Oscar Peterson. And what a contribution to the jazz fields. And this is his version of Sunny from Emotions and Emotions, an MPS record he did. Coming up the 22nd of November, Mike Ingram, co-host of the show back in the 90s, will be phoning in from the New York area for the 20th anniversary show. So tune in to that one, third Friday of November. So I'm David Love Jones. That was the All Jazz Edition. I dug deep into the past, tried to bring it a little bit up to modern day. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to Adam for calling in. We got your request in, the Count Basie in the end. So until next time, peace and love. Thank you.
sure does. That track is...
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And good evening. And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and indeed we have an all-jazz edition of African Rhythms. We've always played some jazz over the 20 years of the show. Rarely do we do the all-jazz, but tonight we're really going to do it. And we're going to start with insightful comment from Wynton Marsalis and the great Duke Ellington. Stick around.
Duke Ellington invented grooves that still have not been dealt with. Duke Ellington possessed a great in-depth understanding of the blues, and he was able to use the blues idioms